At this point, it's difficult to call it a ceasefire after weeks of predictions that a peace deal is at hand, with then more threats of new and devastating U.S. attacks against Iran. Tit-for-tat strikes in recent days are jeopardizing the truce that first went into effect back in April. The global economy is still feeling the effects of the holdup in shipping through the Strait of Hormuz, but the people of Iran are really bearing the cost of the uncertainty, with a war that's proving to be difficult to stop. It's Friday, June 12th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Matthew Bell in Boston. First, our curation of news briefs from our writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs or on our app. Test scores showed young American students are improving in reading and math. Scores for 9-year-olds went up 4 points, according to results from the National Assessment of Educational Progress. The numbers released Wednesday compare with data from 2022. The gains are significant because 9-year-olds at the bottom 25% who were in preschool before the pandemic were among the lowest performing students. Even so, only 37% of 9-year-olds and 14% of 13-year-olds from these results said they were reading for fun every day. 40 years ago, those figures were 53% and 35%, respectively. The report also found that 13-year-olds have not made significant gains in reading and math since 2023. Amazon deforestation is down by more than 60% last month compared with May 2025. Brazilian officials announced this on Thursday, while 143 square miles of the Amazon rainforest were still cleared. This marks the lowest recorded clearing ever for the month of May, a time that typically sees higher deforestation rates as the start of the dry season. Amazon deforestation declined 36% between 2025 and 2026. However, the number of wildfires in 2026 has gone up. Brazil has a goal of zero deforestation by 2030. Also, First Lady Melania Trump launched a financial security initiative for foster children. It's called Fostering the Future Accounts. It was announced by the First Lady and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, and the program enables child welfare agencies to open up savings accounts on behalf of foster kids. The goal is to help children enter adulthood on a more secure financial footing. Governors in 23 states have pledged to open Fostering the Future accounts. Urging other governors to join the initiative, Mrs. Trump said, "Let's elevate America's children above politics." Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or our app for the latest news. The world has watched as President Donald Trump vacillates between promises that peace is near in Iran and threats of renewed war. No one bears the cost of that uncertainty more than Iranians. Scott Peterson reports from London for The Monitor. Something fueling the protests over the murder of Henry Novak in England has been the issue of what's called two-tiered policing, in which authorities favor minorities and liberal politics. But the data doesn't bear that out. Mark Sappenfield reports from Berlin for The Monitor. A recent wave of global Gen Z protests has shown it's possible to translate online outrage into real-world change. Now, the Cockroach Janta Party, a popular social media page that tapped into a deep reservoir of frustration among young Indians, is trying to bring its followers into the streets. Contributor Akash Hassan reports from New Delhi for The Monitor. investment is pouring into improving general-purpose humanoid robots. Their arrival could allow a new stage of automation that would not be limited to large-scale, specially outfitted factories. Laurent Belsey reports from Boston for The Monitor. With swooping poetic prose and vivid watercolors, The Book of Birds offers an introduction to what writer Robert McFarlane calls the seven wonders of birds: nests, eggs, beaks, songs, feathers, flight, and migration. The field guide conveys not only wonder but also concern over the plight of many species, our reviewer writes. Contributor Heller McAlpin writes for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on how the NBA Finals are a win for us all. Even if you can't tell a layup from a laces drive, it's unlikely you've escaped the buzz and anticipation around two major sporting events this week: the championship series of the National Basketball Association and the opening matches of the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Right now, it's fair to say that American sports fans are less focused on the beautiful game and more intent on the matchup between the New York Knicks and the San Antonio Spurs. Devoted fans, as well as casual observers, have been impressed by the athleticism and on-court skills of players from both teams. But throughout the season, they've also been touched by something more: the consistent qualities of character that the players express, such as unity, determination, humility, and care for others. The Knicks, for instance, do not fit the caricature of New Yorkers as self-obsessed, grasping, indifferent, the Economist observes. Instead, they are being celebrated for some less recognized qualities of New Yorkers: decency, playfulness, and generosity towards each other. In the Big Apple, thousands of residents and visitors have congregated around big screens in pubs, parks, and streets for community watch parties. Many shared with the media their sense of joy and inclusion at these events. "Everyone is just happy. There's so much love," in the words of one. "It feels like the transformation of the world's greatest city into the world's greatest small town," Mayor Zohran Mamdani commented to The Athletic. "We are all thinking about the same thing, a longed-for championship for the Knicks, who last won in 1973. The series heads to San Antonio for Game 5 on Saturday, with the Knicks leading 3-1. Whatever the outcome, that city's 1.5 million residents might also enjoy a similar small-town sense of community spirit and cohesion. That's because both teams express uplifting behaviors and attitudes, according to Jeremy Suri, a basketball fan and professor of politics at the University of Texas at Austin. In a recent Substack post, "The Knicks and Spurs show us a better America," Dr. Suri wrote that the athletes show they care about something larger than themselves. "At a time when many Americans feel socially disconnected and cynical," he continued, "the players are needed role models, young men with purpose, with healthy relationships, with belief in themselves and others." Of course, these highly paid professional athletes are also highly competitive. They play to win, so things might get heated on the court with some trash talk and fouls. Still, whether through charitable work, New York's Jalen Brunson, a proclivity for quiet introspection, San Antonio's Victor Wembanyama, or religious observance, New York's Karl-Anthony Towns, they also teach fans about wins beyond the scoreboard. At this point, it seems right to cheer, "Go Knicks, go Spurs." The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how, as we trust that God cares for each of us every moment, we see more evidence of His protection and provision. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Madera Udaikong and Ian Case. I'm Matthew Bell. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.